Make me get the gavel out.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the accounts payable for cycle dates January 13th through 17th. That's in the accounts payable in the amount of $536,021.47. Payroll checks, $623,964.72. IRS and state income tax wires, $257,289.58. For a total disbursements approved of $1.417275,077.
Second. Items of note, Tom?
Yes, some items to bring to your attention, and these accounts payable are still including 2019 budget expenditures as well as 2020 budget expenditures. First, we have a payment to Kilgore Company. This is Road and Bridge, and this is the retained earnings for the 2019 overlay project. It was actually an original voucher that was completed quite a few weeks ago, but evidently somehow got stuck in Munis. So this is $51,391.21, and of course it's from the 2019 budget. Payment to Eaton Sales and Service LLC. This is Yampa Valley Regional Airport. This is upgrade rental car fuel master system and tank. Now the YVRA is managing that fueling system. $95,976.82. And we also had the distribution of 2019 developmental disabilities and museum and heritage fund special taxes. So that went out last week. Payment to Northwest Data Services is at YVRA. This is installation of fiber optic security system for the fuel farm at the airport, $4,518.54. Payment to United Shield International. This was from the Sheriff's Department, and these are glass shields for the shooting range, $4,340. And evidently there are shields that the shooter stands behind.
Okay.
That's the way I gathered the pictures anyway. Payment to Colorado Division of Fire and Safety. This is for our wildfire budget, from our wildfire budget. This is a 2020 contribution to the Emergency Fire Fund, $20,445.34. Payment to Motorola Solutions. This is from the Comm Center, and this is the 2020 management support from Spillman. Sorry about that. $31,200. Finally, a payment to Northwest Colorado Broadband, Inc. This is for the IT budget. This is broadband capacity service to the courthouse. And this is payment for the first half of 2020, $11,863.98. Any questions about any of that?
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Oh, yeah, I have to say all the things. Mr. Chairman, I move to approve consent agenda items A, B, and C.
Second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 This might not have been updated in the one I submitted.
Okay.
We were waiting to see if they had a reasonable delivery charge, and they didn't, so.
All right. I get to start this. Yeah. So we're here for our 1:30 item with our purchasing agent, Julie Kennedy. Julie, you have some things you'd like us to buy. Tell us about it.
We'd like to buy a lot of motor pool cars that are up for replacement. And two additional ones. So, would you like to start with the Chevrolets?
Yeah.
All right. So, we are here to request the Board of County Commissioners approve the purchase of one new 2020 model Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive vehicle, and one new 2020 Chevrolet Traverse all-wheel drive vehicle, and authorize the county manager to electronically sign the purchase order to John Elway Chevrolet in the amount of $62,117. The price does not include delivery to Steamboat. We prefer that, but their delivery fee was exorbitant. It was over $1,000 for the two vehicles, so we said no thank you. So we will send somebody from Motorola probably to go down and inspect them and bring them back.
Are these vehicles for road and bridge?
One is for human services. The Traverse is the smaller SUV with a third road sitter for human services.
Okay.
Used the state bid.
Yes, we did.
You see the reduction in price for the Traverse from... Well, actually, not a reduction in price, but... So how much less is the vehicle state bid on average than for an individual like me that would just go to the dealership? And
about 20 to 25%.
Is it that much?
Mm-hmm.
They're selling a lot of vehicles.
I understand. No, yeah. I knew there were savings, and I knew that it's in our policy now that you don't have to go out for bids. You just use the state bids.
Actually, I met the woman who does the state bids at a conference I was at last spring, and I called her directly about, because there's some new people. And, you know, the manufacturers from Chevrolet or any of the auto are at the table during the bidding, and so when it goes to different models, we'll go to different dealerships. And once that state bid is issued, no one else can really sell it at that amount.
Right.
So it's an interesting process, actually, and it does save a lot of time for, you know, you get right down to the nitty-gritty of what this vehicle is going to cost.
Yeah, it saves you a lot of time not having to chase around.
It saves a lot of time. It saves... You know, you have the confidence that someone has worked on your behalf to get the best pricing. So,
great.
You ready?
I am.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the purchase of two new 2020 model Chevrolet vehicles and authorize the county manager to electronically sign the purchase order to John Elway Chevrolet in the amount of $62,117.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next.
Are you also in favor or...
I did say I did.
You did? I don't know. I didn't hear you. No. It's up to you. You're the one counting the
votes.
I'm
definitely in favor of this.
Now we are here for the Sheriff's Office. We request the Board of County Commissioners approve the purchase of three new 2020 model Ford Expedition XL 4x4 vehicles and authorize the county manager to electronically sign the purchase order to Larry H. Miller Ford in the amount of $116,860. This does include delivery to Steamboat at $250 each. So the quote, we added the money into it. And we currently have $158,000 budgeted for these vehicles, and the rest of the budget is to go and outfit at a separate vendor.
Correct.
But we will be inspecting the vehicle before they go for outfitting, and then before they get shipped up here.
So I'm curious, the sheriff had been focusing on getting the pickup trucks, and this is kind of new.
He was for a while going towards the pickup, but then they changed their mind for a couple reasons. One, they thought the Fords were a little too light, and he didn't feel as safe in snow conditions.
That's what I heard.
The other reason was that a lot of their equipment was getting dusty, even with a ton of cover in the back, and the drawers even, they could not keep stuff clean, he said.
Are these Expeditions comparable in price to a a truck?
What he was going towards was the Chevy Tahoes, and they are more comparable to that than they are to a pickup. The pickups are cheaper, to answer your question.
But these are expeditions.
These are expeditions, yeah. These are more expensive than the pickups.
There's a picture.
These are all replacements, right?
These are all replacements.
So what?
One is a replacement, and two are capital additions
for the new deputies.
Mm-hmm. So what? How much money do we recover from the resale of the other vehicles?
It depends on how the shape of the vehicle.
Yeah.
But we've been doing pretty well.
I think we got around 5,000 to 6,000, 7,000, depending on the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. On the expedition. Truck, we got 10,000.
I bought one for 5,000.
Any other bids? No? Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's not an option to trade them in. I mean,
no,
these dealerships are not interested in taking them as a trade-in, I take it.
No, especially because when they get the commission, they get to just cut and just take everything apart and just throw it in the box.
Oh, well, plus there's a transition period from the time you can't get rid of the old vehicle until the new one is completely equipped.
Yeah, so they will not be worth anything, really. Actually, I think we get better money just auction them off here in town than we would have a trade-in.
Mm-hmm. And everyone looks forward to that kind of auction.
Yeah, so...
Not my wife.
I'm ready.
Okay, great. I move to approve the purchase of 3 new 2020 model Ford Expedition XL 4x4 vehicles and authorize the county manager to electronically sign the purchase order to Larry H. Miller Ford in the amount of $116,860.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Finally.
And finally, we're here for the state bid Dodge Ram vehicle purchase for 2020. So we are requesting the Board of County Commissioners approve the purchase of 4 new 2020 model Dodge Ram 1500 SSV 4x4 vehicles and authorize the county manager to electronically sign the purchase order to Larry H. Miller Dodge Jeep Ram in the amount of $110,939. These, one is for the Rob County Building Program, and the other three, that's
two,
with
two
an
for the
extended
sheriff.
Cab.
Yeah, so we have one for the Building Department with extended cab, one for the Road and Bridge Department crew cab, and two for the Sheriff's Department crew cab. They're all replacements.
So these aren't patrol vehicles, the instances?
Two of them are the SSV model, which is the patrol. And actually, in the Road and Bridge one is going to be as well the SSV model. And the reason we do that is because, A, it's cheaper, and it comes with a better build. It comes with a more powerful engine in a better transmission. So even though the SSV is better, it's cheaper. So that's why we went with that model, also for the Road and Bridge Department. Now, that will not get outfitted, like, sure.
Right.
We don't want those Road and Bridge guys driving around with
so we currently have $170,000 budgeted for these vehicles, and we're well within our budget, and we will be able to afford the outfitting as well for the Sheriff's vehicles.
And the Road and Bridge, because the Road and Bridge vehicle will get another $5,000 worth of accessories, fuel tank, and lights and stuff.
You ready?
I am.
Great. Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the purchase of 4 new 2020 model Dodge Ram 1500 SSV 4x4 vehicles and authorize the county manager to electronically sign the purchase order to Larry H. Miller Dodge Jeep Ram in the amount of $110,939.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Our work is done here today.
Thank you. Amen.
Thanks very much.